Are you wearing bell-bottoms and a poncho? Essayist Diane Roberts hopes not.
No one but Juan Valdez has ever looked good in a poncho. Okay, maybe Bianca Jagger. Yet there it is, the poncho, returned from style hell to infest the pages of Vogue, the windows of trendy shops, and the catwalk. London has been one of the holy cities of fashion ever since Mary Quant appeared in skirts that hit 16 inches above the knee and Jean Shrimpton took to ironing her hair. The last 40 years have been a long, strange trip. Baby doll dresses and white lipstick, velvet frock coats and dandy lace, ripped T-shirts, safety pins and Doc Martens, bustiers and bustles, Princess Diana ruffles, Rocky Horror Gothic. Now ponchos, metallic crocheted ponchos for evening, Harris tweed ponchos for surviving February in Scotland, charcoal gray ponchos for that sophisticated city look. It's not just the poncho. It seems everything's back. You know you're getting old when every single good, bad, or slap-ugly fashion that you've ever been alive to witness not only returns to haunt you, but is available in fine department stores everywhere. 24 years ago, when I came to college in England, I was outfitted in an A-line skirt, pearls, and a Burberry raincoat. This is what people in movies about England wore. Well, it's what Miss Marple wore. So it's what I wore. My fellow students, on the other hand, wore turquoise tights with pink shoes, thick green British Army sweaters, and balding mink coats. It didn't take me long to acquire a wardrobe of secondhand dinner jackets, floaty scarves, and pointy boots. I kept the Burberry, though, which was prescient of me, because the people that brought the trench coat to the trenches in World War I and beige to the British upper classes are now hot. Rappers wear Burberry. Kate Moss wears Burberry. But Kate Moss has also been seen in a poncho. It's the 21st century. Weren't we all supposed to be wearing silver lamé spacesuits by now? I guess it's just as well we aren't, because most people can't carry off silver lamé. Not for daytime, at least. But maybe what looks like fashion anarchy is really just an extension of the growth of freedom around the world. If you didn't learn your lesson the first time, you can choose to wear platform wedges, or low riders, or ponchos. That's what liberty is all about. Me, I'm just glad it's been officially announced that black is back. Miuccia Prada said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I've always thought Morticia Adams was dead chic.
She's dressed in black again. Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts is visiting London.